The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, this week on the Kids Clinic, we are joined by TJ Hegarty, founder of Breakthrough Maths and TikTok star, to look at the importance of the basic building blocks in primary school, like times tables and spellings, and how vital they are for later life. TJ, thanks indeed for talking to us. Myself and Ciara have been talking about this already on the show, and we were sort of saying, and maybe we're wrong, but the perception we have is that that kind of rote learning of tables and spelling doesn't really happen anymore, and that as a result, knowledge of same spelling and tables and so on isn't what it used to be. Are we wrong?
I think it's changing. I don't know if you're wrong per se, but I think it's changing, right? I think like the last few years, there's a lot more movement in primary school, more towards like kind of doing more kind of gamification of kind of like exercises and making it a bit more fun. As you know, the primary school curriculum has changed the last few years as well to make a lot more of the kind of exercise a bit more like real life and real life problem solving and stuff. And it's a lot more moving towards that rather than rote learning per se, but in those exercises, all you're doing in those is just applying the maths to it, you know, and all those spellings, fractions, percentages, they're just being applied to different scenarios.
Okay. Is there a danger though? Again, maybe I'm just howling at the moon here a little bit, but I mean, are we dumbing down? Is that the fear?
I talk to parents and the kids around, and they love, like, they do love, like, kids love excitement and to make things fun. And I think that's really, really important. And there's no harm in doing that. The curriculum hadn't changed in years and years and years. So there's no harm in trying to change the curriculum and trying to spice up, question stuff for kids, right? I think sometimes there's a balance to it, right? And in the search for trying to like gamify everything and make everything into fun and games, that's full of dopamine, right? And like there's research that will show that if it's too gamified, you kind of miss the importance of the actual lesson, the actual core learning of it. So there is a balance of just saying, oh, here's an iPad, do a couple of maths games, to being like, you need to know your time tables. You need to know this because this is a skill you'll apply to different types of questions and stuff. And one thing I'd also be small but cautious about, right, and the whole movement towards gamifying everything is tests. I think, and like years ago when I was, I'm sounding like an unk at this stage, when I was doing like my primary school test, it was a lot more like, here's a spelling test on a Friday, here's a maths test on a Friday, and you do 10 questions and you get results back in a star on it, right?
Yeah.
And that to me was the test, like, I can still remember those tests vividly. And like the performance of the test and going through the test, and you bring that into first year, second year, the junior cert, into leaving cert. And I hope we don't tend to move away from that.
So you were being subtly trained to get into that mindset of exams.
I think that's so core. What you do for the rest of your life, right through from secondary school into university, is I think there's an art to learning how to learn and learning how to apply it. Because no matter all these games, what you do when you sit down to do a test, it's a blank piece of paper, and maybe it's a blank piece of paper now, but in times it might be like a tablet, but it'll still be the act of writing out questions and answering them.
Hi, TJ. This is Ciara. I know what you're saying, and the gamification sounds great, and it being fun sounds great, and the evolution of the curriculum sounds all very progressive and everything. But I had none of the above, as you can imagine, when I was in school, and we did have to just chant, you know, and learn by rote, like 7 times 7 is 49. You know, we would sit around and chant them. But as a consequence, I know them. I know them backwards. I know them better than my kids know them. And that was my worry when my kids were in primary school, that I could do maths in my head quicker than they could. And not because I'm brighter. They're perfectly bright kids. They didn't know the tables the way we did. Have we thrown out the baby with the bathwater a little bit?
Possibly. I possibly understand where you're coming from. The world has changed, not Ciara. Like, it's completely changing, isn't it? Like, I mean, what will this cohort of primary school kids, what will the world work look like for them in 10 years' time?
These are two of the texts that have come in. I play darts. You can't get a younger person to mark a darts board because they can't add up add or subtract, even though they play darts. And this one says, go to any retail store, buy something for $13.55, give kids 20 quid and 55 cent. They can't work out what your change is. It's shameful. This does seem to be the perception out there that younger people are not as good at, you know, doing sums in their head as we are. And I put that down to the fact that I go 99s or 81. If you say 99s, I just go 81 because I've been trained. It's like a hard wiring. And I do think, certainly when my own kids were going through primary school, that the rote learning thing was very out of favour.
Yeah. Do you know what? Like, but like, go back on that point. Like, so I get that. That's information you apply it to, right? But I guess my worry is that, like, so in 10 years' time, you might never have to figure out what you're going to do in the supermarket because you're wearing these glasses and it does it automatically for you. That's probably the reality of where we might be in time, right? But the real worry is maths, for example, that core skill, that is a skill. It's not that you knew that 99s are 81. Is that you knew how to step one was this and step two was this, and then you apply it. And you do that right now when you're planning your program for the hard shoulder. You look at something and you're applying it, right? That's what maths teaches you. That's what maths
and
teaches
you're completely
you.
And I feel like, right? If you can't apply it, it's useless to you. But at the end of the day, if I don't know that 99s are 81 and that 19 cent is the change out of a euro, you know what I mean? If I don't know that in my head, if it isn't easy for me to do that, I'm taking out my phone and my calculator to do sums that I like, and I see young people doing it, that sums that I could do in, and this is not because I'm some kind of a brain box. This was sums we could do in first class.
I totally get you. I'm 50-50 on this. I can see both sides of the coin. It's very hard for people when they're setting these curriculums where they have to plan ahead for what these current students need in 10 years' time. And as I said to you, all this stuff might be done really quickly. And instead, they'll have to develop the student who will jump into secondary school, right? Doing a lot more wordy, complex engineering type problems throughout secondary school, because that's what the maths will require for students leaving secondary school in 10, 15, okay. 20 years' time. Because
briefly, TJ, just one thing we didn't touch on at all is attention span. Is that an issue? Is declining attention span for kids a problem?
This is a real worry. It's ginormous, lads. You won't believe this. I saw something during the week. The average attention span is now 1.7 seconds on any video. 1.7 seconds and you'll swipe to the next. That's all you'll give it. It is declining at a rate of knots. Something absolutely mad. Does anyone remember the TED YouTube channel? TED Talks.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That has fallen off a cliff. And because those videos 10 years ago used to be 15, 20 minutes long, and now the world has even changed since then.
Have I a really bad attention span? Because I thought they were deadly boring, I have to say, most of them. but no, sorry, there is a serious point. I absolutely get it. I think attention spans have fallen off a cliff. Sure, look, I mean, we see it even music now. The singles have to be shorter. The opening riff has to be shorter. People just switch off or switch over.
Do you know what I'm worried about? Like learning how to learn, learning how to play it. I'll go back to start this conversation. And do you know what I see a lot of kids, like some sense of anxiety and panic because they're probably not put on the spot with regular testing enough. That's what I'm kind of seeing a lot. I wonder how we put, like, did junior start to change radically in the last like 4 or 5 years where there's only one paper for maths now, for example?
I'm sorry, I would argue that junior cert has been dumbed down.
I'm worried about that. And that's taking away the testing, which is a key part of life.
Yeah. Okay. Really interesting. Thanks indeed for that fascinating analysis. TJ Hegarty there, founder of Breakthrough Maths and, of course, TikTok star. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.